absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturalisch.
Absolutamente interkulturell.
Absolutely intercultural.
This is Absolutely Intercultural, the podcast about all things intercultural. We are free. We are on iTunes. We are on Facebook. And we are on www.absolutely-intercultural.com, where you can find all our podcasts. We started in 2006, exactly 10 years ago. We started in March 2006, and this is our 200th show. Along the way, we've collected a few awards, such as the EduBlog Award for Best Educational Podcast in 2006, and the European Podcast Award for Denmark in the non-profit category in 2010. So, how to celebrate? We thought it might be fun to get in touch with some of the people from our very first year. And so in this show, we'll be speaking to Indra in Lithuania, who was in our very first show talking about the scandal caused by a Lithuanian basketball player wanting to marry an Israeli woman. How did they fare? We'll also be talking to Stefan Bazan, who still lives in Lebanon 10 years after we spoke to him during the 30-day conflict with Israel. How are things now, we wondered? Better, surely, than during the war.
I would say the war was better in a way than what happened in Syria and brought those 2 million people in the country. I'm not Lebanese. You don't become Lebanese. It's not easy to actually get your Lebanese passport. But I would say like every year there's something more that makes it more difficult to actually decide every morning to stay in this place, especially because of the Lebanese internal conflicts have always been there, and now they are like there's like a vacuum in power. We don't have a president. Lebanon is exactly right in the middle of the conflict that is taking place in the whole Middle East between I would say the Iranian axis and the Saudi axis, and it's some sort of a world war if you think about it. And so many countries are involved, especially Western countries and Turkey and Iran and Saudi Arabia and Russia and Iraq and Syria. It's like a world war actually going on, but it just takes place in Syria. And we were expecting that this conflict would end by someone winning, but it seems like nobody's winning in the end. And so we're just waiting. We're waiting for something to happen or someone to take a decision or someone to win a war or just to make things, to remove the deadlock that we have in this country. No, but if you think about it, our everyday life is okay. I mean, I take my car in the morning, I go to the office, I take my kids to school. We have enough to eat, and even if it's not that clean, because we have now a real problem with the garbage. But I would say some people in other countries and other places can have like a more difficult life than the one I have in this place. But the fact that Lebanon is surrounded by countries with problems, I would say Israel in the south and Syria on the east, we are like living on an island. So every time you want to go somewhere, you have to take a plane. Okay, there's no way you can drive out of the country, and so you feel a little bit like isolated. And at some point now, every time we get a little bit of money in our pocket, we travel. We go to France. We go to now. I'm going to the States in a few weeks, because we really need to take like go out of the country to breathe fresh air and to have this feeling that the world is like it's still existing outside of Lebanon, that there's still anybody out there. And you're not just locked into this place and waiting for somebody to come and help you from abroad than what the reality of what we live in this place. So send us emails or go on blogs and everything and just ask for questions on. And I really enjoy talking to you because you're searching for the real the real feel of what is going on in this place, and not so many people do that. Actually, they watch TV and they see that now we have Daesh and the Islamic State and everything like that, and we're like a part of the world where there's like a very big sickness and nobody wants to go anymore. You know, we feel a bit like in quarantine and at some point, and politically and socially and economically. You know?
Thanks to all the wonderful people who've talked to us over the last 10 years. Without you, there would be no show. And thank you for listening over the last 10 years. Please don't stop commenting, giving us ideas for future shows, or taking a look at the links we put up on our Facebook page. We'd also really appreciate some reviews on the iTunes page. The next show will be coming to you from Germany with Laurent Borgmann on the 1st of April, and that's no joke. So until then, stay tuned.
Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig tverkulturell.
Absolut interkulturalisch.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.